Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Two more hours. It is election day in America. I know Dan mentioned this. Our coverage begins in 53 minutes, right after the Dana and Parks program here on KMBZ. Our coverage is going to be mostly from ABC News, but we are going to try to get in some of the local races as well throughout the evening. More than 650,000 Kansans casted ballots before today. Had a call out to the Secretary of State, Scott Schwab, but hard to believe he's a little busy today and doesn't look like he's going to be able to join us on the program.
This is his go time today.
Yeah, this is big. This is big. Let me see. Did we mention this the other day that TGI Fridays had filed for bankruptcy?
Yes.
Well, we had mentioned that they were not doing well and they were closing locations, but I think that it is now new information that they are officially filing for bankruptcy.
Okay, TGI Fridays, the American casual dining chain, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company said in a statement that fallout from COVID was, quote, the primary driver of our financial challenges, and it will use the Chapter 11 process to explore strategic alternatives in order to ensure the long-term viability of our brand. I hate the term brand.
Your brand.
As much as I hate the term, I'm going to get our team together and we're going to formulate a strategy.
Can we circle back on this?
We're formulating a strategy about the brand.
I'm going to go ahead and take a step outside of the box and try to take a look from a 10,000-foot view.
We need to triage the situation around here.
Do you think we could rework this a little bit?
No.
Oh, a story here from LendingTree. The holiday spirit spurred a record number of American shoppers to open their wallets this holiday season. According to the National Retail Federation, 189 million U.S. consumers shopped last year from Thanksgiving to Cyber Monday, and last year's spending was up 16% compared to the same period in 2018. God bless you.
Bless you. Are you okay in there?
It has been a long time since I've had a sneeze like that. Was violent and it felt good.
I don't know that I've ever heard you sneeze. Ever.
Now that I've heard it, I don't think I have either. And that was a try sneeze.
Can we be honest? Like, we all know that one person who does that weird squeak where it doesn't sound like...
Oh, the...
Yeah, weird, but not even with the achoo. It's also more just like a squeak.
That's them holding the sneeze in. Horrible for your sinuses.
Yeah.
Is it an tale that your eyes will pop out or you'll give yourself an aneurysm?
Well, if you open your eyes far enough, I'm sure they might
pop out. Grandfather on my dad's side, Grandpa Norman, God rest his soul, one of my favorite human beings of all time, when he sneezed, he would clear a room. It was loud. It was aggressive. It was jarring. I'm going to use the word jarring.
Is that with two R's?
Yes. Yeah. It was. If you didn't know it was coming, it was a terrifying, loud, thunderous boom.
I cannot sneeze just once. And usually it's upwards of 5 to 6. And I had a sneeze fest on the way home last night from work where I could not stop sneezing. My record, since you didn't ask, is 13 in a row.
Oh, that's a lot.
And mine hurt.
Every once in a while, I'll go 5 or 6, like, but they're spaced out. Mine, I'll go 30 seconds or a minute, and then another one will come. Yours just go boom, 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 boom.
Well, do you remember, it was years ago, I had a sneezing fit.
We started counting them. It was hilarious.
I had 9 that day, I remember. I had a sneeze.
I was here for that.
Were you here for my sneezing fit?
We counted it on the air.
And it was 9.
It was very, very riveting.
I cannot stop sneezing when I start.
What brings it on?
I have no idea. I mean, I have allergies, but like I have adult onset allergies, and yes, it is a thing. But when I'm around something and I don't know what I'm allergic to, but when I'm around it, usually in the spring or fall, my eyes start watering. They get bloodshot.
Yeah, it's the allergies.
Yeah, it's something else. I might get a little cough, but I never sneeze from my allergies.
Hmm.
It's not marijuana, Sam, but by the way, is on the ballot in 6 states today. Somebody asked a really good question on the text line, and it's not political. Scott, when do you think we will get the results of this election? When do you think we will realistically know who won? My guess would be sometime late this week, Friday or Saturday. I'll remind you, in 2020, we found out on a Saturday morning. I remember I just did a commercial a little while ago for Santa Fe Auto Sound. I was actually picking up Maya's car from Santa Fe Auto Sound when I turned on KMBZ and heard the results. So that was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 4 days.
Woohoo!
Here's what you won't get. I promise you this. You will not get a result by tonight. You will know some states, and again, I'm not making this political. I'm just telling you because everybody seems to be interested in the election today. It's all that you'll find on TV tonight. And a lot of people have voted, and good for you guys. But you'll probably know Georgia. Georgia has completely upgraded their voting system since the last presidential election. And in several states, they've also moved to this idea that you can start counting early ballots today, during the process of today.
Yeah, so you can start. Get a head start.
Yeah, like you'll have people in a back room with observers.
Gary, thanks for voting. We just counted yours, buddy.
Yeah, these would all be early votes. People who came in last weekend, the weekend prior, and observers from both parties or multiple parties are in the back with these groups of people who sit there and literally count ballots that have already been sent in or already cast at early voting sites. Somebody says, I heard that Georgia will take weeks to determine the vote count. I don't believe that is correct. I was watching a report this morning, I think it was on CNN, where they have completely reworked the way that they process the votes, and they will start counting early. It's not like you have to wait till 7 tonight and then start counting every ballot that's come in over the last 3 weeks.
Great question from the text line. Not political, but about the election. Do we know why certain candidates were in certain orders under certain categories?
It is, it is random.
In some categories, the Republican was first. In others, right. The Democrat was first. In others, the independent was first.
Or it was alphabetical.
Totally right. Random.
It is totally. And you and I talked about this the other day.
We compared our sample ballots.
And on the ballot that I voted on, there was a fourth candidate who was an independent, but I remember the top candidate, and I'm going to actually name some names here, forgive me, but the top candidate was the Libertarian candidate, whose name I don't recall. Trump was number 2, Kamala Harris was number 3, and the independent candidate was 4th. There was no Green Party, Jill Stein wasn't on my ballot, and the rent is too damn high guy was not on my ballot either. Now, who was number 1 on your ballot?
I believe Harris was first on my ballot.
Okay, so Harris was 3rd on mine.
And then Trump was 2nd, and then the 2 independents.
Yeah, so I believe it is totally random.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember who was on top on your presidential ballot?
I do. Harris was on top.
Harris was on top on your ballot. Again, 3rd on mine. Trump was 2nd.
We have a story that we are not looking to make a topic, but I've read it twice, and I laughed both times. The mayor of an unincorporated Missouri town has been charged after the impersonation of a police officer.
Yeah.
Would that be a Missouri town?
Yeah, yes, it would, Sam, be a Missouri one.
It is Missouri. Here's why this is going to be so funny in one moment. I've looked up the population of this town.
Mm-hmm.
He is 63-year-old Mayor Daryl Kronk of Maryville. He has been charged in Nottoway County with the false impersonation of a law enforcement officer. Police, in fact, say that around 7:45 late in September, actual police were called to the 200 block of Bell Street in Arco, Missouri, an unincorporated town south of Maryville. Multiple witnesses report Mayor Kronk had stopped a golf cart driven by 2 teenagers. And during the stop, he told them, "You need to get home."
What do you sound like?
You need to get home.
Huh. I'm a gruff guy.
There's video revealing Kronk had placed a red light on the dash of his vehicle. And Kronk told investigators, since Maryville's an unincorporated town and I'm the mayor of it, law enforcement is up to me. He also admitted he has a radar gun he uses to catch drivers who are speeding. In case you are curious, I looked up the population of Arco, Missouri.
Arco.
It is 63.
So, somebody's got to enforce the law.
If you are the mayor in a town of 63 or even 633, do you not think that when you start pulling people over pretending to be a police officer, they're not going to know who you are?
Don't you think there's a pretty strong chance you're related to them?
My God.
Look up, hey, look, that's Jim.
Look at Arco.
I'm looking it up right now.
What is Bob doing with a radar gun?
This is right out of Footloose. They've got one church. Yes. The only business in town is a bait shop. Where is it?
Actually, as of the last sentence, the population total is 56. Well, it's gone down because he arrested five of them.
Because of all the crime.
What?
All that crime in that town, nobody to...
I love that he didn't even deny it to police. He's like, I'm the mayor of this town. The law's up to me.
It's a couple hours north. It's just south of Maryville.
Okay.
A couple hours north of Kansas City.
Okay.
Due north of Kansas City, actually. Huh. Well, Dana, who else is going to enforce the law?
Who is going to run that town in his stead?
913-586-7798, 913-586-7798. We have Family Feud coming your way at 5:30. And, of course, election coverage begins at 6 o'clock tonight here on KMBZ. Story here from CNBC. I don't know how I feel about this one. The average age of a home buyer in the United States has risen by 6 years since July of last year. Another sign that younger Americans are being priced out of the market due to escalating ownership costs. I don't disagree with that part. I think the rising cost of homes currently is pricing younger Americans out of the market. But it's misleading to say that the average age of a home buyer in the U.S. is now 56.
Yeah, I agree. Those
up from
are
49.
Almost retirees that are downsizing.
Well, and I mean, I bought my current home when I was 49 years old. Would I go into, and my previous home when I was 38, would I go into the accounting of this, or the math, if you will, as a 38-year-old home buyer and then a 49-year-old home buyer? And this is not my last house. I mean, I'm going to stay there as long as I can. But at some point, I'm going to downsize. And, you know, get, you know, my mom was in her mid to late 50s when she bought her condo.
Now, keep in mind, this is only talking about the last year. It's not taking in anything further than
fair
a year
point.
Ago today.
Fair
and
point.
So it is indicating that there are fewer younger people buying homes because the average age is now 56. And yes, it's obviously raised by the fact that people are downsizing and buying at an older age. However, if there were still a strong housing market that was favorable to the first-time home buyer looking for cheap houses, that average would be lower as it was in previous years.
And I don't dispute what you're saying there, Sam, at all. It says here later on down in the story, the median age of a first-time buyer rose from 35 to 38.
There you go. That one's more descriptive.
Yeah, the median is half are on this side, half are on that side.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Do I understand the word median correctly?
Well, not half necessarily, but the ages of first-time home buyers, take the oldest age and the lowest age.
Yes.
Add them together, divide by two. That would be your median. It's not necessarily half or on either side.
Okay, because I, when Sean and I bought our first house, I think we were 30 or closing in on it. So, yes, houses are much more expensive now than they used to be. We bought our first house for, I think, $100,000 in Olathe, if I'm not mistaken. Now, granted, back then we were both making low 20s. You know, wages have also gone up over the years. And we were almost 30 years old and still making like $25,000 a year. Or 30 years old, if I said 20. Anyway, just thought I'd bring that up. If you go to Lake Como, you can come home with a very interesting souvenir.
Does it smell?
I don't believe it does. Tourists visiting the picturesque and posh Italian lakeside town of Como. That's where George Clooney lives.
Oh, I'm aware.
Have always been spoiled for choice when it comes to souvenirs, from fridge magnets and key rings to snow globes, ornaments. Now there is a new item that they can take home that is turning heads and raising eyebrows and emptying wallets. Sealed cans of Lake Como air. You heard me right. Cans of air. I always say a fool and their money are easily parted. The cans are selling for $11.
Why? Why would they sell it, and why would anyone buy it?
The cans are marketed as a luxurious souvenir, offering tourists a chance to take a piece of Lake Como home.
No.
And described as perfect for those who wish to rediscover the peace and elegance of this heavenly corner sealed.
I have not been to Lake Como. One or both of my daughters have been. Is this sort of like a pet rock where it's a joke? Because if they're trying to say that you're going to bring that back as a souvenir and be like, hey, I went to Lake Como, would you like some air? And you're going to somehow experience the peace and tranquility that any of us might experience when we are away on an international, crazy, fancy vacation. No, why would anyone buy that? It's got to be a joke.
Lake Como, Dana, I'm reading from NBC News, and I don't see anywhere in here where it says it is a joke.
Lake Como air.
One user on Twitter noted that this celebrity connection has now inspired this quirky product that is, quote, inspired and breathed by George Clooney.
I did say to my kids, so help me, if you're over there and you see George, FaceTime me immediately.
Okay. Lake Como is 50 miles north of Milan. And it says here, Lake Como encourages visitors to open it whenever you need a moment of escape, tranquility, or simply beauty.
Okay.
The cans have been on sale since early last month. Can only be found in local stores in Como. They cannot
flying off the shelves.
Cannot be purchased online.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a quick correction. I conflated midpoint and median. Your definition of median was correct.
So half of the buyers of homes are under the age of 38. The other half are above the age of 38.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. That makes more sense. Anyway.
Thank you, Dexter, for correcting me. I'm ashamed that I got a math term wrong, and I will go back to my math class immediately.
No, you won't. Such a liar.
I'm with her. You're not going to go back to math.
I won't.
Hey, did you guys see the golf cart blaze on one of the news stations last night?
Yes, what was that about?
It was a blaze. I was watching actually in the morning, and I think it was Channel 41, and I just saw a golf cart blaze, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. I don't know how this happened, but there was a domino effect because the whole damned lot
was
of them.
Local?
Yes.
I thought it was.
Are melted, gone, bye-bye, like completely charred, not partially charred.
Completely.
Now, those are battery powered. You can't put those fires out.
Is that what it was, Sam?
Well, most new golf carts, unless you specifically request a gas powered, from what I understand, most new are battery powered. And that thing's going to burn until it's done.
I want to know how.
Unless you bury it.
That fire started. How? It's RMI golf carts, by the way.
With a flame?
You know, you can spend like $14,000 on a golf cart. That's more than I've spent on cars in my lifetime.
A
like
flint
prior.
And steel?
You said $14,000. Is that what you said?
$14,000. Like for
that's more than you spent on all of the cars that you
bought? No, that's more than I have spent in the past on a car, like for my daughter. Her car was nowhere near $14,000. My son had a pretty nice car, nowhere near $14,000.
When we get back, it's time for the feud, ladies and gentlemen. Family feud here on Dana and Parks. We're getting some questions put together, getting our buzzers ready to go, and we will do family feud when we return here on Dana and Parks.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's play the feud. Points are double.
As always.
You want to go first to five?
I think we should go first to 10.
That's a lot.
There's whoa, going all the way to 10.
No, let's go to let's meet in the middle. Let's go to 7.
All right.
Would that be the median?
At that point, it would be the midpoint.
Okay.
I think.
First one to 7 wins.
Scott, can you test your buzzer, please,
sure,
sir?
You bet.
One more time.
Okay.
And Dana? Okay, pretty consistent. Sounds good.
Ready to roll.
All right, top 5 answers are on the board. Point values are always double.
I'm standing, I'm getting in position. Hang on. All right, go ahead.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Top 5 answers are on the board. Point values are always doubled. Name something that will exist in 100 years. Dana Wright.
What?
Cockroaches.
Scott Parks.
Beer.
Dana Wright.
Diapers in a landfill.
Oh my gosh, think futuristic, people.
You said that will still exist, so we're thinking of today.
Did I say still?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Start off right like that question. New question,
top
please.
Top 5 answers are on the board. Name something you smell before you buy it. Dana Wright.
Milk. Oh.
But wait.
What?
What?
I guess you can't open it. Sorry.
Scott Parks.
Grapefruit or fruit.
Number 2 answer on the board.
What was number 1?
Perfume or cologne.
It wasn't milk.
You should
certainly
be able to smell milk. Ugh.
Top 5 answers. Name something you do in front of a mirror. Scott Parks.
Comb your hair.
Number 2 answer on the board. Dana Wright.
Shave.
Not in the top 5.
Oh my gosh.
Number 1 was brush your teeth.
Might be easier than I thought.
Top 5 answers are on the board. Name something parents always say to their kids. Dana.
I love you.
Ooh, that is not in the top 5.
Who the hell did they pull for this thing?
It's on the list, but it's not in the top 5.
Go to bed.
Dana.
What parents always say to their children is, I'm proud of you.
Oh my gosh.
Eat your food.
Do your homework, follow my rules, stop fighting, stop whining, clean your room.
Move
those
on.
Were the top 5 answers on the board. Name something sticky. Scott.
Glue.
Number 5, Dana.
Honey.
Okay, Scott, you win.
3-0. Bubble gum was number 1.
Gum was number 1, then stickers, tape.
Fine.
Name something you ate as a kid. Scott.
Candy.
Dana.
As a child, I ate...
You suck at this.
I was going to say candy. As a child, I ate eggs.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Number 5.
Okay, Dana gets one chance to beat it.
Okay.
Grilled cheese.
Scott, you win that.
Oh, my gosh.
4-0.
The answers that beat that were pizza, chicken nuggets, fish sticks, and mac and cheese.
I still eat those as an adult.
I was going to say, who are they polling?
You guys are thinking about this way too much.
Okay.
Top 5 answers. Name something sold in an infomercial. Dana.
Leather chair repair kits.
Home improvement stuff.
Hang
these
on.
Are hard.
Okay.
Dana?
The Thighmaster.
Yes, workout equipment. Number 1 answer on
boom!
The board.
Boom! I know my Bowflex.
What is the score now?
4-1.
All right. Top five painfully. Answers are on the board. Name something you find in the couch cushion.
Money, Scott, coins.
Number one answer on the board.
That's what I was going to say.
Top five answers. Name something you do with your eyes closed. Dana.
Sleep.
Number two.
Oh.
What?
Pray.
No.
Kiss.
Yes.
That was number one.
Damn it.
Oh, okay.
Kiss was number one.
Fine.
Top five answers. Name something you fix with tape. Dana by a hair.
The leather couch that you see on the infomercial.
Okay.
Paper.
Number one answer on the board.
One away. One away, baby. 6-2.
Top five answers are on the board. Name something you do multiple times a day. Dana.
Do you want me to be truthful or lie?
Oh, my gosh.
By myself?
Do you know how the game works?
Okay.
Name something you do.
Yes. Multiple times a day.
Okay.
You use the facilities.
Go to the bathroom.
That is not in the top five.
Well, I'm sorry. You do that multiple times a day.
That is a fact, but it didn't make the top five.
Oh, Scott Parks.
Okay.
Drive.
Yes, number two answer on the board.
And I won.
I want another one.
Top five answers. Name something you hold carefully. Dana Wright.
Same answer.
A baby.
Number four answer on the board.
Something you hold carefully. Glass.
Number two.
We're putting glass above the baby.
We keep going.
Yeah, might as well. It's 8-2. Maybe we will go to 10.
Top five answers. Name an outdoor activity. Scott.
Camping.
Number three. Dana.
Hiking.
Number two.
Oh, yes.
Don't call it a comeback. She's been here for years.
Name a popular comedy TV series. Dana.
Friends.
Number one. Answer on the board. She is rolling.
Here we go.
8-4.
Name a reason to have a party. Dana.
Your birthday. Boom.
Scott.
Wedding.
Number two answer on the board.
Birthday is not on the board.
It is not.
Dana, not everybody takes their birthday off either.
That's your problem.
9-3 now?
Fine.
9-4.
9-4. Name a reason why your parents would ground you. Dana.
Missing curfew.
I'll give you a snuck out of the house for number four.
Okay.
Scott.
Talking back.
Don't you sass me.
Dana, you get that point.
Boom!
Bad grades was number one.
Lying, getting into a fight, using a curse word were the ones that beat snuck out of the house.
9-5.
Name a popular board game. Ooh, Dana by a hair.
Monopoly.
Number one.
Boom!
Jeez Louise. You don't win with a lot of grace, do you?
Name something you would post on social media. Scott.
My anniversary.
Photos of my pets.
Keep going.
Photos of my children.
Selfies.
That's the number one answer on the board.
9-7.
Vacation, outing with friends.
I'm clawing my way back.
What annoying things do dogs do? Dana.
Lick their own private parts.
That is not on the list.
Bark.
That is number four on the board.
Oh, then I get to go again,
no,
right?
You don't. You win first.
By the way, number one, Dana, don't know how you didn't get this one, pee on the floor.
Oh, well.
Name a character you would find at Disneyland. Dana.
Mickey Mouse.
Number one.
Boom.
10-8.
Mm-hmm.
What are jobs that usually put the person in dangerous? Dana.
Police officer.
Number two, Scott.
Military.
Dana wins that one.
Ah! 10-9, baby! Let's go!
Number one was firefighters.
I'm not going to do it. Continue.
What's the score currently?
10-9.
What places do you usually need a tour guide? Dana.
When you are out of the country, like in Lake Como.
Scott.
Oh, boy, I don't know. I would think in a foreign nation. At Disney World.
Do we just want to go to the next one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And we'll do, so Dana doesn't accuse me of cheating. We will do two more.
Okay.
It's 10-9.
Name a winter sport. Scott.
Skiing.
Number two, Dana.
Oh! Hockey!
Number one!
Bam!
This is for the win.
Oh,
10
wait.
To
I'm
10.
Standing up. Woo. Stand by. Okay.
Woo. You did better when you were sitting down.
Oh, this is going to be an easy one, too. So, who's fastest? Name a subject in school. Oh, my God.
Reading.
I don't know who won that
reading.
One.
Math.
Okay, those are both of your answers,
yes.
Reading and math?
Mm-hmm.
Scott, you win. That was the number one answer on the board.
No!
Yes, sir.
English was number two.
Bob. Yes.
Without woo! English, there would be no math.
Huh? They do math in other countries that don't speak English. We'll just let that one lie right there.
Without lamps, there'd be no light.
I owe QC Kinetics a sincere and heartfelt apology. I completely butchered their commercial, and it's Dan Weinbaum's fault. Because when Dana said, you wouldn't have math if you didn't have English, I heard Dan from all the way out in the newsroom scream out, what?
What?
And we went straight to commercial, and I was laughing at Daniel for screaming out what to that preposterous thing that Dana said right before we went to the break. So, to QC Kinetics, I offer my sincerest apologies.
I would like to note that may or may not be the best game of Family Feud we've ever had on this program.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. Very close.
I mean, at first it was a mad sweep.
It was 7-1 at one point.
I clawed my way back.
You did.
Yes, you did. Made it a very exciting. I was getting nervous.
It was like the Chiefs playing or something.
Oh, do not even remind me.
What? They're 8-0.
Scared me to death last night. When I'm telling you, when he went down last night, I thought, oh my gosh, no, oh my gosh. There wasn't anyone around him. Do you know what he looked like last night, honestly, when that happened? Me just walking to the bathroom and getting up and falling because we're getting old. And these things happen, Sam, as you get older. I know you don't know this yet, but you will. Where you could just randomly be doing something normal, like even playing pickleball. It's like not a big deal. Or just walking from one point in your living room to another. And then every once in a while, you're near your ankle just goes, womp, womp, and then down you go.
What does your knee say?
Only like we're not doing anything exciting like playing in a football game. We're just walking.
It happens when the more mature you get.
Yes.
When you start buying sweaters from Russia.
The text line is demanding to know who the Dana and Parks program is endorsing.
Oh.
For president.
Well, I think we should let everyone know. I mean, it's, you know, people are in their cars. They're probably racing to get in and vote. Got maybe, depending on where you are, a few minutes left or an hour left.
Well, I have time to...
And if we hurry and play it in the next few seconds, we should have time.
I think we should.
You know, I love the menu here. What looks good today, babe?
I don't know. I'm not really very hungry lately. Been on that steady diet of disinformation before this pivotal time in our country. Everything is just so woke.
I knew something was bothering you.
Hey guys, my name is Addison. I'll be taking care of you today. Can I get you an appetizer to start with?
You know what, Addison? You got freedom on your menu? Because it feels like freedom used to be on everyone's menu. Not anymore. You better tell your boss this restaurant ain't even yours anymore because all the candidates have sold it off to China.
Can we just get two coffees, please? Look, sweetheart, we all get worn down when you turn on the TV, pull up your phone, the world just seems crazy. But you don't have to worry anymore. There's a new candidate.
I'm going to stop you right there. Look over at that table. Look at that guy. See that guy right there? See him? That one? That's one of those drug smuggling rapists that one candidate just let waltz on in here, raping up everyone. How can anyone vote for her here in God's country? She's letting drug lord rapey people in God's country.
Okay, all right. I was trying to say that there's this one candidate who really does stand for Missouri values. He texts me every day.
Look, then you got that other guy going door to door, aborting babies as early as kindergarten. We don't need another Washington elitist who hates elementary school kids.
Here's your coffee. You ready to order?
Addison, how about you bring everyone in here their rights back? Because if it ain't inflation killing grandma, it's going to be cuts to Social Security and Medicare.
We'll just take two burgers, okay? I was trying to say that there's this one candidate who's a real champion of family values. And I know that because he's been texting me every single day. Your children will be safe if you
The time to act is now. I'm sorry. I need to get out of here. Go find someone who doesn't want my 6-year-old daughter in an MMA ring with an 18-year-old who identifies as a house cat. I can't take it anymore. I'm sorry, what were you saying? I keep getting these text messages
into
my phone.
Those texts are going to get us back to common sense values and candidates who won't use your money to shut down our police departments and take away all of our guns.
Wait a minute, my phone's still buzzing. Do you mean if we both act now, there is someone out there who isn't a Washington insider who's going to cut through the red tape and look out for me and my traditional family?
There is. I'm telling you, he's tall, he drives a truck, and he backs it into that parking spot like a man.
Oh, tell me more, but make it quick. I got to use the bathroom, and I need time to figure out which stall to go into.
Dana, a vote for Sam Stevie is a vote for freedom. He will single-handedly cut all of your taxes. He'll secure the border and bring order back to America.
Well, Sam's got my vote. And did you say order? I'm starving. Let's order, honey.
I'm pretty sure that Addison walked out about 10 minutes ago.
That's okay. Let's get out of here and find a cornfield, roll up our sleeves, and get back to our roots with Sam.
With Sam.
Vote for Sam!
All right, it is election day. Make sure you get out and vote for Sam or for whomever you wish. It doesn't matter. Just get out and vote. Polls close in a little bit over an hour. Our coverage from ABC News begins in just a few minutes, right at 6 o'clock. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, voted number one radio personality in all of Kansas City by the Pitch Readers, Sam Stevie III. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. Vote. And be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.